Bird flu has arrived in Australia. For years, Australia remained the only continent in the world with zero cases of the deadly H5N1 influenza. That all changed on June the 20th, when the pathogen was detected in a migratory bird on the Western Australian coastline. And as the nation braces for what seems like the inevitable spread, it should be a time to reflect on why this is happening. Why in our modern world of science and technology do we see such pathogens spreading quite literally across the globe? The answer is not physical, it's spiritual. In the last 2 weeks, cases have appeared elsewhere in Western Australia, as well as South Australia and Queensland. Most of the 17 recorded cases at the time of this video have involved migratory species, but early July saw the first jump to a native bird. And considering the expanse of the Australian continent, it is reasonable to assume that these recorded infections represent just a tiny fraction of the actual cases. This could spell disaster for the poultry industry and another economic blow to a nation already staggering from hits to the agricultural sector. Australia's largest poultry producer, Inghams, has banned all non-essential access to its farms in Western Australia and is pushing the state's chief veterinary officer to grant an order to allow keeping free-range chickens indoors. The move won't do much to calm Australia's nervous trade partners. When the first case was discovered, Papua New Guinea suspended all chicken imports from Australia. And the move was reversed, but certain restrictions are still in effect. Papua New Guinea is Australia's largest overseas customer for poultry and eggs, purchasing almost 50% of Australia's export supply. When the virus jumps into the poultry industry, the economic ramifications will be swift and painful. Australia is still staggering from the last H7 bird flu outbreak back in 2024. About 2 million chickens were culled to stop the spread. It took months for egg prices to begin to recover. That heavy hit was only a taste of what could result from the H5 strain. The reason is H5 affects many species of birds, thereby amplifying the spread. The H5 strain can also jump to mammals like cows. If this strain becomes an outbreak in Australia, it will be devastating to Australia's economy. As much as Australia has done to stay this bird flu and prevent its spread, the real truth is there are no long-term human solutions. The pathogen is simply too easy to communicate. You can't immunize every emu in the outback. There are treatments to help manage the problem, but if the goal is eradication, we need to start looking beyond treating the effect to treating the cause. And that cause is spiritual. In the February 1982 Plain Truth, Mr. Herbert Armstrong wrote, "It's just as simple as this. There's a cause for every effect, yet our whole society and way of life today is based on treating the effect, ignoring the cause. But there is a cause to man's suffering, a cause for war, a cause for disease, a cause for unhappiness. The real sickness we should be worrying about is not in our chickens, it's in our people. The prophet Isaiah asked, 'Why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint.'" That's in Isaiah 1 and verse 5. The New Living Translation reads, "Why do you continue to invite punishment?" The Almighty God does punish in love. He corrects to bring about change in mankind's rebellious ways. Greed and avarice lead to all manner of corrupt agricultural practices. Have you ever seen a chicken farm up close? Is that natural or right in God's eyes? God will not stand idly by as we break his laws and descend further into immorality and further away from him. The longer we delay in repentance, the stronger these punishments will get. As Isaiah said, it isn't just agriculture. Our whole world is sick. If you want to know more about the spiritual cause behind many of our world problems and the spiritual solutions, consider requesting our free monthly magazine, The Philadelphia Trumpet.